This is Phil Farron, and I am driving around because it is episode, I really hope this is right, it is episode 728, which means today is 14 years worth of podcast, 728 on our way to 2000, because my beloved son-in-law told me several years ago that after I died, he would listen to all the podcasts. So my goal is to get to 2000. So I am joined today in this celebration of 14 years worth of podcasts, which means if we get to 2000, it will actually be something like 35 years worth of podcasts. That just sounds astonishing. Yeah, because 14 is 728. 14 times 14 is 28. But that only gets you to 1,400 and some odd. So to get another 6, you've got to get another 7 years. So now you're at 7 times 5, which is like 35, right? Is that right?
Sure.
My actuarial daughter?
I don't know how you come up with those numbers.
Yeah, well, okay, look at it from a different perspective. You get 52 a year. So if you got 2,000 years...
Do you ever take any weeks off?
No, never. Why would I take weeks off? This is the
years.
Podcast.
38 and a half years.
38, there
wait,
you go.
Wait. If you listen to one, how often?
No. I record one a week. So I'm trying to get to 2,000.
It's not going to take you 35 years to listen to.
Yeah,
it's going to take him 35 years to record.
Right. And... So before we go any farther, we should probably just say that the family is in the car like normal. So, seated to my right is my beloved son-in-law.
I'm Alan.
Yes, and seated behind me is my beloved wife.
Hello.
And seated across from me and behind is my beloved daughter.
Hello.
And my beloved grandchildren are in the back seat.
Hi.
And that's Clara and Asher. And they are how old now? 12 and 9.
Yeah, but Asher, not 9 very much longer.
I know. It's exciting years. We've got exciting years coming up here.
A couple more weeks.
So, yeah. So this, you know, usually what we do when we're doing these yearly anniversary podcasts, we just kind of drive around in the cemetery for a little while. And then we just kind
of... Ponder our immortality.
Yes, ponder. That's it. We're pondering. This guy is coming really fast for being in a cemetery, so that's... He must be not wanting to ponder his mortality any longer. Then we just kind of go back through the year and just kind of put a stake in the ground, because who knows, maybe 50 years from now, there might be some great-grandchildren that kind of want to know some history about what was going on, because it's certainly a momentous time this last year. Holy cow, this last year has been a momentous time. This last couple of years have been momentous. But anyways, so my beloved son-in-law, Alan, how has your year been?
Oh, it has been mighty fine.
Yeah? Things are going well at the church.
They are going well at the church.
There's a very exciting project at the church.
Ah, yes. Oh, yes. I forgot.
Yes.
So we just broke ground on the park.
Whoop, whoop.
We are building a park for the community.
Thanks. Fabulous.
And that park is just a gift to the community. And so something that we've been working on for 4 or 5 years in preparation. And now it's officially groundbroken.
Yes. There is dirt that has been turned over. Mm-hmm. Moving forward. So it's exciting. Exciting. And it is called Northeast Community Park.
Correct.
If I remember correctly.
Yep.
So, yes, Northeast Community Park. I think it's just going to be fabulous. Everybody that I talk to says it's fabulous. And you've kind of moved people around a little bit at the church in terms of responsibilities.
Yeah, we moved up in the world and have a worship pastor now.
Yeah. And an associate pastor.
And an associate pastor.
So those are good.
Yeah.
A little help. We kind of did a little reorganization.
Yep.
So that's good. And I've been noticing on Sunday mornings, it feels like almost old times now. We're getting our people back in the building. And, you know. Mm-hmm. So do you have any kind of...
There's some that I wish weren't back in the building.
So I got to ask...
future me can
future
say who those people are.
So I did have to ask, did you get any complaints about the level of sound on Sunday morning?
There are many things that I would say if the podcast were not
recorded. Okay. Because I was kind of given instructions about where we wanted to run stuff. So
who gave you those instructions?
we had like a...
You had a sound training
thing. Oh, okay.
No, it was all official.
So there may have been someone who was in the building who has been back.
Oh.
Who, that particular issue.
Yes.
The sound level was
yes.
part of the issue for them.
Oh, yeah. And, well, but if they're newly back, it's surprising.
Right. But on Friday, I was having a meeting with somebody in particular.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll just say, former pastor.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I let him know that if I saw these people again, I was just going to go over to the soundboard and tell them to turn that up. And so that former pastor saw those people on Sunday and noticed that the volume was a little higher. Came and said something to me. So that's why I just...
Well, what had happened is that we had a training seminar.
Ah, well.
And I made note of the fact to the person conducting the training seminar that the sound was robust. And I didn't use that term. I think what I said was, that's louder than I would normally run.
I thought it was well done on Sunday.
Okay.
Perfect volume.
Oh, well, I don't know about perfect. I mean, it was pushing the edge a couple of times. So I was like, okay, here we go. But it certainly was more robust than it has been in the past. But people seemed to be responding, and it was a great worship service. Yeah. And people were moving in, and so, you know, I was just trying. But I was like, okay, here we go. Because I've been, for the past couple of years, I've been really trying not to have too many complaints when I'm running sound.
I don't think you need to worry about that anymore.
Well, I know.
These days, but it is. There are certain things that have had the back broken at Brace, and resistance is futile.
That's right.
At this point,
we are the Borg.
It is what it is.
We are the Borg.
I am the pastor of Brace.
Yeah.
And there's really not too. There is not any issue with that.
Okay. So. Well, you've also had an exciting year for travel this last year.
Oh, that's just true.
Yeah,
Liz, why don't you share about our travel experience?
Yeah, so we've been abroad twice. Since the last time we did this.
Yeah.
So we first, Alan was invited to speak at a chaplain's conference in Europe, in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Germany last October. And then we had the opportunity to go with a group from Praise to Israel in January.
Mm-hmm. Keep talking. Okay, good. Their meters are bouncing. Meters are bouncing. And that was a very... that Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't too long after we got back. But
yeah.
Things were getting a little interesting over there, but...
Yes.
Daddy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This we're driving by... Douglas Jernigan's grave here at the, February the 23rd, 2017. Not too far from my mom. My mom died a couple of months after that. Anyway, so yes, we have heard from the pulpit multiple times. So when we were in Israel, that's gotten to be a thing at Praise now.
Yeah. So well, when the preacher's gotten to go and see the place where the many things happened.
The many things. That is right.
You gotta let that influence
what
you have to say.
It's an amazing thing. So hopefully we're gonna get over there sometime. Maybe after I retire, we'll go over and have an enjoyable time of it. So yeah. So Liz, how's your work been this
good.
Past year?
Yep, just puttering along. I don't know. I had a transition a couple years ago to a new manager, but I think that was. More than a year ago, but it's going well. Just puttering along on the old personal lines, doing my 2 days a week. I have been since November. I have also been putting in a little time at the church, helping with the transition there. But we are slated to be wrapping that up. We brought a new gal on, and so she's set to kind of step in and take over beginning of April.
As communications director.
Yeah, Oh, yeah. With the communication stuff.
Good.
So we figure in a couple of years, Liz won't have any jobs.
Which is just fine. She can be the mother superior. Just wander in every once in a while and wave.
Yeah. So that'll be good, because that'll be just in time for the kiddos to get out of school and be off for the summer. And
there you go.
Spend some time with them.
Be good. Well, Grammy, how's your year been?
It's been pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Continuing as Care Ministries Director at Praise and continuing as Grammy.
Yeah.
Teaching the kiddos piano. Mm-hmm. They are doing 2 recitals a year and just both doing very well. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. Junk with my back, but we're working through that.
Yeah, working through it. And big milestones in the kiddos' lives at this point. Anything you want to put down for the record?
What do you think? So Clara's in 7th grade.
Goodness.
And has been busy doing all sorts of things.
So Clara, what are some of the things that you've been doing?
What are some of the clubs year? You've been doing?
Speech and Debate Scholars Bowl and TSA.
So yeah.
Speech and Debate, she's been doing a dramatic interpretation for that.
Good.
They've just in the last few years, they have introduced middle school speech and debate.
Okay.
I think it's kind of a lead-in, encourage them to get involved in that in preparation for high school. And then there's Scholars Bowl, which is essentially just a trivia-type competition. And then TSA, which is the Technology Student Association. Is that right, Claire?
Yes.
That is kind of STEM-based, various competitive activities. They have lots of different categories, and so you pick some and then you participate in that. So
also ran cross country.
She did run cross country, yep. And we were very pleased with her commitment to that and her perseverance. Mm-hmm. She did a good job with that.
In fact, Monday, Clara, is when you start again.
Oh.
Remember we had set Monday, March 13th is our start date.
You're going to make your start in spring break, Daddy?
I am. That is our agreed-upon date.
Now, but this is not for the school.
No, this is just to prepare for the next season.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. And then she's been doing choir at school, too. So mm-hmm. she just had her district competition on Saturday for that. Sang a solo and an ensemble with that. So.
Wonderful. Yeah.
So she's doing lots of things, and I think loving doing them.
Yeah.
And Asher,
yeah.
I think, he might disagree with me, but I think that he has his very favorite teacher of ever this year.
Oh?
Her name is Mrs. Scott, and he has just really been enjoying having her for his teacher, and he's got a good group of friends in that class.
Good.
It's been going well.
Good.
This has been a good year for him.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, I'm personally, it's been a good year because I'm just counting it down. So I'm at 2 years and 4 months now. So 2 years and 4 months, which is just seems amazing. I'm only 28 months away from retiring. I would imagine there'll be some bleed over in terms of questions and additional conversations that'll happen even after I retire. But this year has been encouraging. It's just been encouraging. We did lose our guy that had been in the department for like 35 years. He retired in August, and so that had the potential to be extremely exciting. But God was just really good, and so far he's helped us get past all the problems. We've managed to figure out what needed to be figured out, much with his help. And, you know, in addition to that, the missions team has had 2 more young men come on, and they're eager and they're sharp and things are happening. And so, yeah, all the work is good. I just finished the rough draft on book 18 just a couple of days ago. So that means I only got 6 more to write. Got to get the beta version of that put out in the next couple of weeks. So that's very exciting. And the costumes this last year were just loads of fun. I had the biggest costume that I had done heretofore. It was like a 5-month build, And that was the angel costume. And people seemed to enjoy that. But that's because it had mechanical wings on it that were a 10-foot wingspan when I stretched them out. And it had, they were all on actuators with a little remote control button. And so I would be standing there talking to people, and they'd be like, oh, the wings are beautiful. And then I'd hit the button, and they'd go and open up. And that was very exciting. So, but that whole thing has just turned out just to be a really interesting thing. It has opened up so many doors for me to have conversations with people and get to know people. And I make sure that if I am in Walmart in costume and I happen to see my beloved son-in-law, I advertise for the church. I announce that this is my beloved son-in-law, and he is the pastor of Praise Assembly. I'm trying to generate you some business there.
Boy, I don't know what to say. I guess I should be honored.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to do. Are you not honored that I'm trying to generate you some business? I actually saw my son-in-law when I was dressed as in a blue outfit as Cookie Monster on Friday. And I announced to the world that he was my pastor. So, yeah, it was good. It was good. And just to put some stakes in the ground as to what is going on in terms of the world, this has been an extraordinarily interesting year. Many things moving. Of course, this year, the Republicans just barely squeaked by and got control back of the House. And the only reason that I think that's going to be interesting to watch is that now they can run the investigative committees, and there's already lots of stuff happening there. In addition to that, Elon Musk bought, Twitter and just started dumping files out. So that has been very extraordinary to watch. In addition to that, Fox News finally got a hold of all of the videotapes of the January 6th insurrection. I don't know if you all saw any of that stuff, but is dumping out those tapes. That's very interesting to watch. So this whole thing is just going to be fascinating. Trump declared that he was running again this last year. So that's going to be fascinating. And beyond all that, ChatGPT was revealed in this last year. And only Jesus knows where all of that's going to go. So we will just see, because they've got things to work out, but that thing is astonishing. And by the way, if you're looking for a new job, I think at this point the job with the most promise is prompt engineering. Have you all heard of prompt engineering? Where you figure out what you want to feed into ChatGPT, including things like, for all the questions I've asked you on the current topic, how could I have asked better questions so I could get more information out of you? And ChatGPT will actually criticize your question asking to tell you how to get better stuff out of it.
It's a pretty good feedback loop, though.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. Crazy that that works. I just don't. Goodness. I was listening to one person saying that they, and this was an AI researcher who is developing things in conjunction with ChatGPT and putting it together with logical systems and mathematical systems, and saying that he truly believed, at least with respect to like white collar workers, any sort of knowledge workers, that sort of thing, 3 to 5 years, they were going to wipe out 50% of those jobs. So that's going to be a little bit of an upheaval. that's going to be very, very interesting to watch. And I'm just, have to say, delighted that I'm going to be retiring in 2 years and 4 months. So I can just watch. What? What are we talking about in the back seat?
Oh, the headstones back in that area are so close to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Barely enough room.
Yeah.
Very soon.
Yeah.
But it's, it's three-dimensional. So
yeah,
they
that's
can...
true.
Right, that's right.
Well, one thing I forgot to mention that we did this year, in January, well, the New Year's weekend, celebrated my mom's 90th birthday.
90th, yeah. So.
And she's doing very well, still lives independently, drives,
volunteers
every week at Global University. And
All is well. All is well. Amber is still living with us. I think she has finished or
she's
is
close. May.
Close.
Beginning of May, she graduates. She's got one more class left.
Right. And this is her
master's.
Master's, yes. So Amber, who lives with us, is about to get her master's degree. The young man and his son, who live in our little rock house, are doing well. He is now working in the emergency room, working 12-hour shifts in the emergency room, doing well there, laying the plans for some continuing education, hoping, I think, someday to be something more professional, medical, whether that's a registered nurse or a physician's assistant or, you know, somewhere in there. But that seems to be developing.
But Aiden's been in school?
Aiden's been in school. That's his son, Aiden. Dustin is the name of the young man who's in the rock house, living in the rock house now. We are close. We are close to fiber. We are close to fiber. So all the fiber
internet,
lines are in.
Not,
Yeah.
Not been a fiber.
Well, you know, us older people, we need that fiber. So, but yeah, so that's going to be very exciting. We're hoping within just a couple of weeks here that they're going to start getting us hooked up. And we're also hoping that we can dig out the numbers and get information about our fixed IP addresses that we're supposed to have and get that put together. So, you know, that will be whole new horizons once we get that put together. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Lots of interesting stuff coming up. Trying to think what else happened this past year that was of note. Not really of note. I did an April Fool's thing last year that was hysterical. So that was fun. The challenge last year was to do something for April Fool's to where I would walk into Walmart and they wouldn't know it was me. And I actually accomplished that goal for 95% of the people. There were like two people that recognized me. Really one. But yeah, so that was a lot of fun. And I actually put up a video on YouTube about that. And so that was a hoot. You know, this coming year, got more costumes planned this year. Hopefully be writing two more books, be up to 20. And by this time next year, Community Park will be first phase.
One,
what
yeah.
is first phase?
Yeah, by this time next year, we should be moved on to phase two.
Should have
all
walking
right.
pads
walking
and
pads.
Pavilion.
Yeah, it's very pavilion. Exciting. So well, that's the foundation that they're building of the pavilion over there? Or what's?
No, that's a drainage culvert that's
okay.
necessary for before we can do any other work.
All right. Well, it's very exciting.
Alan is also looking at.
Well, those would be things that I need to talk about
save
next
for next year.
Year.
Okay.
Oh,
we'll
okay.
Year.
Yes. So, yeah. So God is good. It'll be interesting to see where we are next year and what has happened with all the various things. But like I said, hopefully I'll be at 20, book 20, and have just landed that, and then I will be 1 year and 1 month. You know?
Months?
Yeah. Yeah, down to 16 months. And we will have we will be getting ready to go see the next total eclipse. Are we going to go see the next total eclipse?
Sure.
That's down in Arkansas or in the Boot Heel. And we that's what we did this last year. Mom and I, Annette and I, went down to Buffalo River State Park and saw the Milky Way.
Oh, kind of, yeah.
Kind of, yeah. It was kind of in a little band. You could kind of see it. So
just where you have to get far enough out?
Yeah, you got to get...
total dark.
You got to get down someplace where it's total dark. But that may be a spot where we want to go to witness the total eclipse, because I think it's on the totality path.
Okay.
That's 2024, though.
Right, yeah, next year. Okay. Yeah, so...
So do we want to rent a hotel or something?
It's at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh. And how far is it?
It's like an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah.
So we might as well just hop in the car and do the thing.
As long as we got a place, because last time I feel like it was kind of busy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, maybe... Is it going through Russellville? It might be going through Russellville.
I don't know.
You know, we might talk to Pastor and try to impose on some of those things and say, Pastor, you know anybody down there? I tell you what we need to do this next time, though, is we need to get in touch with Scott Keltner's brother. Because Scott Keltner's brother actually looked at all the maps and suggested the place I was looking at over on the east side of Missouri as a potential. And they had completely clear skies. Because his brother has weather training and stuff. And he looked and he said, yeah, I think that spot's going to be the spot. And Scott went there and he said it was just crystal clear. So it would be nice. It would be nice to get someplace that, you know, wasn't overcast. Because I think that would improve the experience. Because this is going to be it, I think, for anything close by for a while. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty astonishing that we've had two in a row here like this.
Do we want to buy glasses now?
I don't
Do
know.
We
could.
Our glasses?
No, you can't use them. They say, oh, they expire. And I'm like, yeah, a piece of plastic. What are you talking about? No, you can't use old glasses. So maybe when we get a little closer, because everybody will start ramping up, you know, like in the fall, getting ready. So we'll see. So that's coming up next year. That'll be exciting. And, of course, there'll be another presidential election. And I'm sure that will be just fabulous.
All kinds of fun.
Holy cow. So many interesting things coming out. I suppose we should also say that there are lots of interesting revelations that are coming out now about COVID-19 and about the origins of the pandemic and about the response to the pandemic. We're far enough from it now that it's getting very, very interesting as to whether or not anything comes of anything, or if this is just the requisite, let's weep and gnash our teeth and flagellate ourselves and then we'll just go back to everything that's been the way it's always been. We'll see. But for right now, there seems to be some people trying to actually talk about what happened and discuss it and try to figure some things out. So, I don't know. We'll see. That'll be interesting, too. So, any other interesting reflections on the past year? Nope. Well, this is 14 years worth of podcasts. Thanks to the family for coming along. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you later.